from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley, with the biggest stories of the day. It's the Big Three at Three. Number one.
What up, Houston? You're riding with T-Mill, producer Tyler with you on The Drive, because I guess my host's got better things to do than a radio show. Welcome into the Big Three. Ron, you want to start this off, or you're just going to keep yapping? Ronald, you want to do some radio?
I'm here. Here we go. Here we go. A little Big Three.
I mean, y'all just come in when you please. Jesus.
Big Three here as we are live here at the Westin, enjoying ourselves here. You can come on out here as well, as we'll be here until 6 o'clock. You can hang out with us. And remember, coming up after this segment is over, as soon as the segment ends at 3:20, your chance to win a Will Anderson Jr. jersey. Your chance to win a Will Anderson Jr. jersey. All you got to do is sign and put your name in our raffle box, and you will have your chance to win that jersey. And not just that, also coming up in the 4 o'clock hour, you have a chance to win a signed football from Jalen Petrie, and in the 5 o'clock hour, a signed helmet from Christian Harris. So all of that in store for you today, right here on The Drive. All right, Clint, this did happen last night as our show was coming to an end. The Astros avoid that sweep yesterday and get a huge win. They win 10-0. The bats were out, including Yordan Alvarez, who looks like he is starting to get hot. They had a season-high 18 hits in yesterday's game. Jose Altuve set the tone early with that amazing steal that he had. And that continued, and then Spencer Arrighetti had the game of his life. And I'll be honest with you, I know TK said that. You know, as we understand, he's got through seven a no hitter, had 11 strikeouts, four walks, and obviously didn't give a hit until it got to the eighth inning. But man, I don't know, man. He's had some other performances where he's up into 13 strikeouts, yeah. And it's like this, and this is all starting to come here recently. And I said this before at one of his previous starts, Clint. Boy, it is interesting where he will be used when this team gets to the postseason. It'll be interesting to see what his spot is in the bullpen. You would think, but my goodness, man, this guy's getting double-digit strikeouts, it seems like, more with regularity here of late. So it is he is really coming on and making it difficult to figure out what they're going to have to do with him in a good way moving forward as they get to the postseason.
Well, to put a little context around that, he had more strikeouts in the month of August than anybody. I think it was at 46 last time I saw. Tyler, if you've got that stat, let me know. But I think it was at 46, and he was topping the list. So not only was yesterday impressive, he's had an impressive August, which is what you were alluding to, right? I mean, here's the reality of it is we're not privy to the information. But the guys inside that clubhouse have to know, is Ronel Blanco somebody that's better coming out of the pen, or is a guy like Spencer Arrighetti better coming out of the pen? Because right now, the way everything's rolling right now, you've got six legit starters come playoff time, and it doesn't matter. You can throw a dart at them, Ron. Whoever you move out of that is going to be a gamble. It's going to be a gamble. I mean, I know some of them obviously aren't. I mean, look, Verlander and Fromber ain't going nowhere. Hunter Brown ain't going nowhere at this point in time. But whoever you move out of that starting rotation is clearly going to be a gamble. You got a power pitching lefty, right? You gonna move him out of the rotation and go all righties? I mean, what are you going to do? You know, like, we're just not privy to the information of there's got to be a feel in that clubhouse that I know Dana Brown liked Ronel Blanco as a starter. I get it. But there's got to be a vibe in that building like, hey, Blanco would be nails out of the pen. Or maybe it's Spencer.
But at least
Arrighetti. I don't know.
With him, he's done it, right?
Right.
Like,
right.
You know, it's going to be a couple of – him and Kikuchi have pitched out of the bullpen before. So those two make sense. But Spencer Arrighetti, I mean, like, obviously he's not pitched in the playoffs. And we're up against the most innings he's thrown. But
he's getting better.
I was going to say, it don't seem like we can see – what appears to be a wall with Ronel Blanco. We can, you know, and we saw it last year with Hunter Brown.
Yep.
As you just said, man, like, his pitching performances are getting better now. Like, the strikeouts. And when you say this, when you look at the strikeouts, that's where you get excited and look at it and you think, well, that could be a bullpen type of situation. Can he come out and just get swings and misses? And it was early. I mean, I think seven of the first nine at-bats or nine outs were strikeouts yesterday, something like that. So he is making it. He is certainly making it difficult for them and what they're going to have to do, because he ain't just going down to the
– Yeah.
I think he forced them to go six-man rotation, and he ain't going down without a fight.
Yeah, look, I mean, Joe Espada's going to have some tough decisions to make. And, look, I give Joe hell about the decision to pull Bregman yesterday. I understand the reasoning. I just don't like it, to be honest with you. It's just my opinion. I'm not hating on Joe about it. I just don't like it. The reality of it is, though, he's going to have to make that decision, Ron, actually with two guys, to be honest with you,
in
this starting rotation. He's going to have to figure out when Tucker comes back, what do they do with Dubon in left field, and Gamble is lights out, right? I mean, the youngsters in DeZinzo and Whitcomb, you kind of – I mean, they're obviously – you've liked what you've seen, but they haven't. There's not a big enough sample size for them to take priority over you know some of the other guys in any situation. But boy, with the you know the DH situation, given what it is, with Dubon playing as well as he has played, and look, I hear a lot of people talking about Dubon. Boy's not doing as good this year. Man, he's hitting 250 plus. I mean, he's playing good defense. Just because he's not at around 300 where he lived at most of last year, ended up in the high 270s, I believe. It's still awfully impressive. It's going to be hard to keep him off the field every day, night in, night out, come playoff time. And that's going to obviously impact what you do with the DH or what you do with the center fielder that you've committed to all year long. Joe's got some decisions to make come playoff time, man.
Well, Joe made a decision, and the Astros made a decision yesterday, and they have optioned Chaz McCormick to AAA. And Chaz McCormick got a pinch hit, and he hit an oppo bomb. And I think you said it yesterday. One of you said it yesterday. It looked like he hit it right to the area where he made that catch.
Yeah.
That huge catch that Houston fans will never, ever forget against the Phillies in the World Series a couple years ago. But he is in AAA. After that, he is going to Sugar Land. And I mean, hell, I was in the car ride home, and I got that news.
Yeah,
we almost got that before we were in the state.
Yeah,
before the show.
I saw your tweet, and I was like, damn, man. Y'all couldn't That's even let the guy enjoy the home run,
they
man.
They could have waited.
I mean, Alvarez took the moment from him literally in the moment, and then them Strohs didn't even let him enjoy a little bit of success after the game. I think I saw your tweet. It was 33 minutes after the game or so. Dang.
I mean, obviously they're moving faster with the Jason Hayward situation, and they were going to have to make some room for him, but damn. Yeah.
Breaking news from Sports Radio 610 is presented by BetQL. Smarter bets start with BetQL. Download the BetQL app or visit BetQL.com today.
All right, we must have some breaking news. I got a feeling it's maybe about a name I just said. Tyler, what's the latest breaking news?
Yep, you nailed it. The name you just said, Jason Hayward. You're going to see him as an Astro tonight. Jason Hayward is going to be batting eighth for the Strohs, and he's going to be playing right field. Also, just an additional note, Ryan Pressly is being reinstated.
Yeah, that's the bigger deal, I think. Ryan Pressly back with this bullpen. Which is huge to get him back there, and they you know, that was another big thing. What happened yesterday is they kind of gave that bullpen a night off yesterday as well.
Yeah,
I believe King is the one who went.
Yes,
down.
Yes, he did.
Yeah, King went down. They gave that bullpen a night off, and Ryan Pressly is back.
Oh, I don't know about if he went down. I thought you were talking about went last night.
I think he's the one. Yeah. Brian King has been sent back to AAA to clear space for Ryan Pressly, according to Chandler Rome. So Pressly being back, and Jason Hayward is back and hitting eighth tonight in the lineup. He's right in there. You know how Joe and them do.
Yeah.
You get on the team, baby, they throw you right on in.
I'm anxious to see this, Ron. I mean, this could be big, man. I mean, I know he's been it's been rough this year. I know he's an older player, obviously. But there's two things to me. This year's been rough in 63 ball games, but last year was kind of a comeback year, if you will. He had a really, really good year. Last year, I'm talking about for an aging player, had a good year. So I'm not completely sold that in 63 ball games, all of a sudden Father Time has jumped on his back. Now, it very possibly could have, but I'm not completely sold on it. The other thing with Hayward in right field is whether you get good Hayward or you get more of what we've seen in 63 ball games, I just don't, and I could be completely wrong here, but I feel like with a guy that's accomplished as he is, you're not going to get at bats where, you know, guys appear overwhelmed at times. You know, whether that be Chaz McCormick of late, with the exception of the bomb yesterday, obviously, just some of the younger players that you're rolling through there look really, really good unless Nola's up there dealing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Unless Wheeler's up there dealing. Unless somebody's up there dealing, then sometimes they get overwhelmed. I'm anxious to see if that's the case with Hayward, or do we at least eliminate that from being an issue with him being a veteran player?
Yeah, it'd be interesting to see if they could find something that clicks with him the rest of the way. That would be a major addition. So again, if you missed it, Tyler coming in with that breaking news. This is kind of the updated roster moves of the Astros. Chaz McCormick, as we said, was optioned to Sugar Land, and that happened last night as he crossed home plate in Philly. Outfielder Jason Hayward, as Tyler just came in, has been signed, and he is with the team and is going to hit tonight, bat eighth and play. Ryan Pressly has been reinstated from the IL. Brian King has been optioned to Sugar Land, and right-handed pitcher Jansen Junk has been DFA'd. Sorry,
Jansen Junk, old JJ. That's definitely a JJ.
It's just Junk.
Yeah, look, I mean, it's
Big Junk.
You're gonna let that one go, huh?
Big Junk.
That's gonna be part of it. So, I mean, we're just at a spot with the Astros, right, where all of a sudden you're exchanging Pressly for King, you're exchanging Tucker for I don't know who they bounce. Gamble's been so good, I don't know if that I'd be in a rush to get him up out of here. But you're starting to get guys back. You just got Verlander back, and I don't know who they bounced for Verlander. Don't remember. But you're starting to get some serious reinforcements for some of the patchwork guys that they've had to lean on this year. And that's an exciting time for the Astros, no question.
That's right. Big one tonight as they kick it off with the Royals in a four-game series. They'll have Hayward, their newest Astro, is going to be in the lineup tonight.
Big 3-3, number two.
All right, Clint, we're starting to see these little quarterback battles in the NFL start to to come about. We heard yesterday Russell Wilson got the nod over Justin Fields, and today this was another hotly contested competition. Jacoby Brissett has been chosen as a starter in New England over Drake May. And with some of the other quarterbacks, young guys, I've been pleasantly surprised how good Drake May has looked. He has looked like, if you start to look at other quarterbacks, talk about the guys yesterday, he looked more in control at times than Russ and Justin Fields did. And those guys have played forever. But I think this is clearly a long play for the Patriots and Jerod Mayo, and they go with Jacoby Brissett. Completely understandable, and I think they're just trying to protect Drake May.
Yeah, look, while I don't like the decision that the Steelers made, I love this decision here. I think Jacoby Brissett, being the veteran, is obviously the right choice here. Drake May, I've said multiple times, I think Drake May's got it upstairs. I think Drake May is tangibly going to be a really good quarterback in this league. Drake May needs to sit, learn the game at the NFL level. Yeah. He needs to be with, and I don't know if New England has it or not. I don't know if the Patriots have it or not. But he needs to be with a quarterback developer, a guy that teaches footwork and the basic mechanics where shoulder placement and keeping your base and everything on platform. There's no question about it. He can play off platform, off schedule. He can make all those sidearm throws and all that jive. He's been really good in that area. It's the, hey, they're backing off, they're playing soft. You got a fullback in the flats right now, and you throw it behind him where he's got to stop his feet, or you throw it over his head where he's got to jump and catch it, and you might as well just have an incomplete at that point in time. That pinpoint accuracy, that sniper accuracy that you just simply have to have at the NFL level, or it's difficult to have continued success. He's a guy that with the right people in his quarterback world over the next year could potentially dictate his career. If he gets that guy, Ron, I think year two, he's the dude, and they are rocking and rolling, and he looks really good. If not, if this is consistently another guy that just big, athletic, coaches are like, hell, he can play, just let him do his thing, then it's going to be a rough stretch for Jerod Mayo.
Yeah, and they look primed to be a really bad football team.
Mm-hmm.
They look primed to be a bad football team, and look, sometimes, hey, I'm going to throw you in there and let's see how you handle this adversity.
Or ugly.
You could go the other way. And we've seen some quarterbacks be able to survive it, some be ruined by it. And if you can avoid it, it feels bad to say it, but, let's see if Jacoby can deal with it. Now, I do think Drake May plays at some point this year.
Jacoby Brissett is more suited to deal with it, right? I mean, Jacoby Brissett is a guy that's been through adversity. He's a journeyman. He's been in this situation before. And so whether we're talking about physically or mentally and emotionally, being able to handle it and knowing your role, know what you're expected to do, and help this team navigate the adversity that's going to be 17 weeks of probably getting your ass kicked consistently. That's a valuable dude. If Jacoby Brissett can help them navigate that, and have as little backslide as you can, find a way to grow through it, then they'll be fine. But Jacoby's the right pick here. I mean, you can't ruin a quarterback and get bad quarterback play in a season where you know you don't have much of a chance to win games. That doesn't make a whole lot of sense.
Yeah, we'll see how it goes for the Patriots as they'll have their young starter watching for a little bit first.
Big 3-3, number 3.
All right, some of Houston's favorite, one of Houston's favorite players and athletes to hate, Steph Curry, Clint, signed a one-year $62.6 million extension to remain with the Warriors. He's got two more years this year and next year. This adds to it. $62.6 million for 1 year to play to play basketball.
It's a lot of M's, ain't it?
My God, Steph. I'm telling you, man, they handing them out right now. And he's one, and I know there's certain people that have feels about him, but he's one that I'd hate to see him in like a Jazz uniform or a Knicks uniform or a Lakers uniform. Like once you got this far, you've been so iconic with the place. This is like, to me, Jeter, just chill.
That would be a tough decision, though. It's Golden State. That would be tough for me because I look at Steph and I get down what you're saying. Like having a dude that has his entire career, championship caliber career, great Hall of Fame type career, all with the same team.
Because I think he can still play at a championship sure. level. I don't think his team is at that level.
Yes, agreed.
And I think that's maybe where you're going.
That's it, man. I mean, I tell you, the fan in me would love to see him partner up with another couple greats in a different location and make a couple of runs. But you're right, man. I mean, that Steph Curry, if he can go into the Hall of Fame having spent every minute of his career with the Golden State Warriors, that'll be cool, man.
The Kobe deal where Kobe was on, like, and it almost happened a couple of times. I didn't want to see Kobe anywhere else. Some of these other guys, we've reached that point with him. But dog, take that $62 million to the bank. Mm. Tell you, go ahead and do your thing. All right, I do believe there is some credit that I don't know we've given out. I don't know if anybody has given out. Maybe there have been, but credit to D'Amico and Nick Caserio about something they've done in this offseason. We'll discuss that coming up next.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the remarkable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Proud. All right, welcome back as we are live here at the Westin. Congratulations to Kat is our first winner. Won the Will Anderson Jr. jersey.
Rock and roll, meow.
Continue to hang with us. Come on in here. We'll hear till 6 o'clock. Coming up in the 4 o'clock hour, you'll have a chance to win a signed NFL signed football by Jalen Petrie. That's coming up in the 4 o'clock hour, so make sure you get in. Sign your name. It's right in front of, as soon as you walk in the lobby, you can't miss us or the raffle table. You can see the prize is right there, and all you got to do is fill your name out and put it in the raffle box, and you'll have a chance to get a W. Win either that Petrie signed football, and then in the 5 o'clock hour, we'll be hooking people up with a signed helmet by Christian Harris. And there's rye whiskey out here, that Sagamore. Rye whiskey, Sagamore. I had the rye, I believe.
Well, it's all rye. Sagamore rye whiskey.
But is it all rye?
What you get here is they got the small batch. Hey, Bob, they got the small batch Sagamore rye small whiskey, batch. Man. Get you a pop. It's sweeter, more approachable rye whiskey, man. It's absolutely tremendous. So if you just want to sample the small batch, Sagamore small batch rye whiskey, they have that, as well as they've got three signature drinks, y'all. The Orange Crush, a little play on the Astros orange, right? Love the color.
I've had it.
I mean, the color, I'll be honest with you, given my history with Tennessee, it's a tough color for me to love, but I've really, really driven it home that it's my Stros. The Orange Crush, Ron had one. It's phenomenal. They also have another signature drink, the Black Eyed Rye, along with an old-fashioned cocktail that's made with the Sagamore rye whiskey. So come on through, check it out. The West End out right here downtown is big time. It's literally a stone's throw away from Minute Maid Park. So if you're coming to the Astros game, we got room for you. Come on through. The kitchen's open. The bar's wide ass open. Got some good views up here. We got some football tonight, boys. We got them Arkansas Razorbacks playing tonight. Them Kansas Jayhawks are playing tonight as well. Them Colorado Buffaloes are playing tonight. There's some I don't know that too many folks give a rip about your Jayhawks or my Razorbacks, but I do think there's some folks out there that want to see Deion Sanders. Probably some want to see him win, and some would like to see him get his ass kicked. So, yeah, that's a game tonight as well.
I don't think they're going to get their ass kicked tonight, but
– I don't know, man. Look, North Dakota State's one of them. I mean, they've only won about 400 games in the last 4 years, man.
Yeah, no, I don't think they're going to get Colorado.
That's the story, though, Ron, right, with Colorado is if Colorado hadn't made huge strides from last year when they won, they went four games last year, which, by the way, that four games won me. I bet on Deion won me a bottle of Clase Azul tequila, which I've yet to collect on.
That's it.
I know where yet. I'm going to see this weekend, Whitewater Amphitheater. But, yeah, look, if they haven't made big-time improvements hitting that portal the way they hit that portal, Ron, then I think North Dakota State has a chance to compete with them.
I mean,
we'll see. I think that's the story behind that game. If Colorado is for real, if the hype is for real, then they ought to handle business tonight
easily. We'll see if their line play has improved. They still got some of them skilled guys over there, Hunter and Shadur Sanders.
Yep.
The backs and the receivers.
Got to handle business tonight.
Yeah, yeah. So tonight it should be. We'll see a little more when they get into the Big 12.
Mm-hmm.
All right, as we're live here, continuing here. Clint, I do think that D'Amico and Nick deserve some credit here. And I think they deserve some credit in how they've handled the running back situation. They went out early on in camp and said, all right, we want to at the very least get some protection here. We want to at the very least get some protection on if Damian Pierce doesn't really kind of come together like we hope he does. And they went in early. They found a veteran, and I think you talked about it when he first arrived here, like this is a long play. You don't go out and go and pick up this guy. You're going to see if his Achilles, if he can still go with those injuries he's had with the Achilles. But this is a longer play, and you want to see what he can do long term for this team. And I think it's a huge thing because, Clint, had they not gone out and made that move and gotten aggressive and said, hey, man, let's go and get something just in case, they'd have been stuck with them rookies that they signed, British Brooks, who's the fullback now. They would have been in a tougher place, or would be sitting here with less than a Cam Akers that would come in. So I give them credit. We've talked about it and wondered how long they would run with Damian Pierce, but at least this time, actions wise, they at least said, "Well, we're not going to just get stuck and have guys that can't come in." They made a move pretty early. Now, I do think there's an argument that affect Damian Pierce, but they made a move early to go get a Cam Akers to avoid being in the spot they're in and having a Damian Pierce who isn't effective.
Great point.
So I give him credit for that.
Great point. We've spent so much time talking about Cam Akers, Damian Pierce, who should be number two, who should get the rock when Joe Mixon isn't right or Joe Mixon isn't ready and he needs a spell, needs a breather. We spent so much time talking about that. You're right. We need to pump the brakes a little bit and actually appreciate the fact that Nick Caserio and D'Amico Ryan said, yes, we need to bring a guy in here that gives us an option beyond a rookie that doesn't know his tail from a hole in the ground, that has some experience in this system. And if he's healthy, if he's able to go, and if the two Achilles tears haven't slowed him down significantly, this guy could be an answer at some point in time. Now, I don't know that they anticipated him being the answer this early on, but right now he's the second best back on his team, especially when you factor in the experience in this offense and what we've seen of a healthy Cam Akers to this point right here. So, yeah, you're right, man. That was a big time move. You know, Nick Caserio and D'Amico Ryans right now when it comes to hitting on players that they take that have a little bit of a risk associated with them, they've been pretty damn good.
I think the hit on this is obviously a part of their talent, but their talent evaluating. But the hit on this is also, go ahead, get y'all some whiskey. The hit on that is also, it's just more of the game plan and them just saying, all right, we're going to cover ourselves. We're going to put ourselves in the best position possible. And I think this is the best position possible of what they've done, because as you said, they could be sitting here with a rookie. They could be sitting here trying to scour all of these other teams. They could be trying to get a Dalvin Cook who's on the streets like the Cowboys had to do. No, but they saw it early, and there's a, hey, just in case. We like what we're seeing from DP, but just in case he doesn't pick this up or it's not moving the way, we got a real insurance policy. And now the worst has happened to go along with the best that Cam Akers is picking it up. So I give them credit. They deserve credit for addressing it early and not putting themselves in a situation where they were trapped with him as the only option, or rookies or old, broke-down veterans. So I give them credit for that. All right, coming up as we're live here at the Westin downtown right near Minute Maid. Come on out. We'll be here till 6 o'clock. The Astros have made a host of moves. And we'll let you know the latest, as Jason Hayward is not only signed, but hell, he's in the lineup. We'll give you the rest of that, as well as it's happening, fellas. It's happening. It's already starting to make good sense. We'll discuss that coming up next right here live on The Drive. All right, as we are live here, coming up in the 4 o'clock hour, your chance to win a signed football, autographed football by Jalen Petrie. Make sure you get in, put your name in the raffle box. It's right here as you walk in. Did want to pass across some news here with the Astros roster moves. Jason Hayward, there had been rumors all week that he was going to sign with the Astros. He had to pass a physical yesterday, and that is now complete. And now that he's signed, you know how the Astros do things, baby. He's in the lineup immediately, Jack. He is in the lineup batting eighth tonight. As he is up, Chaz McCormick is sent back to AAA Sugarland. That was done yesterday. Ryan Pressly, that's, I think, even bigger news. Ryan Pressly, he is back from the IL. Brian King, who had been up, pitched yesterday. He goes back to Sugarland himself. So those are some big moves made there. I'm checking the lineup, Clinton and Tyler. We've been talking about Ben Gamble. He slid himself up to the five spot today.
Did he? I tell you, we talk a lot about, all joking aside, I've been very critical of Joe Espada. And look, there's times that it's you know, you obviously need to pump the brakes a bit on juggling the lineup around. But one thing I do love about him is, and I don't want you to mess around with them top three or four hitters now, but when it comes to the bottom of this lineup,
he'll mess with it.
I mean, if you're swinging it well, he'll bump your ass up there to that five or six hole in a hurry. Now, I mean, I can get down with that. Like I said, I don't want at any point in time him to get overly excited and jump up into them top four and start messing with that. But hey, man, if you're swinging it well, if you're hot, I firmly believe in a hot bat, man. If there ain't no sense in leaving a guy at 7 or 8, if he's swinging it well and you want to bump him up to that 5 or 6 spot, I like that now.
Yeah, yeah. Ben Gamble has played his ass off here of late. And this coming up with the Mets, he had really have a lot of production because he really didn't get a lot of opportunities, to be honest with you. So good for him. Go ahead. Slid himself up to that 5 spot right behind Yiner Diaz. So he's in there. He's in there ready to go. That's the latest there. Also, by the way, fellas, just wanted to let you know it's working.
What is?
You know, I slid into that blue check mark.
Oh, it's working.
Yeah, woke up this morning. Immediate follow from John Cena.
No, are you serious?
Dead serious. I woke up this morning, baby. John.
Oh, wow.
John Cena. Yeah, I'm telling you. I don't know what it is. It's working.
John Cena. I mean, you're a wrestling guy, too. That's big for you, man.
John Cena's at my Mount Rushmore.
I mean, that is big for you.
Yeah, it's big. It's big. Yeah, I'm John Cena. I woke up. I said, oh, I'm telling you. It's the blue check mark, baby. It's what it's got to be.
I'm here for you, man. Good for you, Chief.
I'm telling you, man. It's already working.
Good for you, Chief. I mean, what about the following? I mean, that one guy, did he get you there? I mean, did he get you a bump?
I haven't really looked at. Look, I've just been celebrating that.
Oh, okay.
That victory, that small victory.
Take your small victories as they come. I hear you.
Yeah. That was it, man. I said, I'm just honest. I don't think that happens without the check mark. I really don't. I don't think that happens without the blue check mark.
You may be right.
There's something to it. So, like I said, I'm gonna give it a month. See how this thing works. I don't. Tyler, does John Cena follow you?
No, but people way more famous than him do.
famous than John Cena?
Who is more famous?
It
who
won't let more? Me sort them. I'm trying to find them. I know Lisa Ann follows me. We've chatted a few times.
I'm gonna hate to break it to you. I know in your world she might be, but she is not more famous than John Cena.
Well, obviously.
I got to lean Ron's direction here, too.
Man, you can't come out the gate and say that.
You thought I was being serious?
Lisa Ann, baby.
Said you thought I was
being serious. Well, I mean,
what were you doing? Lisa Ann.
Yeah, I think Lisa Ann's more famous than Cena.
I hope not.
Yeah, man.
I hope you don't think that. All right, man. I ain't going to mess with you. But it's working. It's working, baby. It's working. Let's see what else we can get.
That's a good start. That's a strong start, man. I mean, that's a good $11.
He fool around because now I can DM him.
Oh, now you can message him.
Message him. Hey, man, let's take this a step further, man. You think you can...
You think you jump on the show with us, man?
Jump on the show. I was going to start small, maybe give me a shout-out. Maybe if he gives me a shout-out, that adds on to the listenership.
Where's he going to give you a shout-out at?
No, Twitter. That's the best thing. Like Tyler, he said Lisa Ann. If Lisa Ann came out and said, you know, something like, hey, guys, Tyler Milner, man, he is one of the best in the game when it comes to producers right here, man. You should give this guy a follow. Tyler Pricey, 1,000 followers right there.
Oh, I bet it's more than that.
She's probably up more than that.
She's up over a million. Now, the question you got to ask is...
I don't want to be too pushy with John.
I mean, there is going to be the following you may get at that point in time is going to be... There's going to be a lot of picks involved now. There's going to be a lot of Brett Favre's involved.
I mean, just have to take it. Take with you know everything. You know, something.
Take it as you can get it. I hear you. It's just going to be on a different level.
Yeah. Someone's trying to take away my joy on the text line saying John Cena follows everyone.
Don't let him do it.
Man. He hadn't followed me for the last 7 years. So pay him that.
Mm.
He started yesterday. Decided to follow me yesterday. I'll take that thing. All right, 713-572-4610. Those of you on YouTube and Twitch. 5 o'clock fire. We're still trying to figure out what the bets are going to be. Somebody texted in that the loser has to lick mayonnaise off of the other's toes.
Y'all lost y'all's damn mind. There ain't enough money in the building. That maroon money, Tyler, got ain't enough.
I ain't licking nobody's damn toes. I mean, I won't lick my wife's toes. I'm not licking the damn person's toes at all.
I mean, now my wife, on the other hand, I lick whatever.
Would you?
I mean, if whatever's on there is right, yeah. I'd lick the bottom of her foot if the right. They can put some peanut butter on there. You put some peanut butter on there, I lick the hell out of it.
I hate feet, man. I just.
Pull one of them sour cream. I'm sorry, not sour cream. Whipped cream and
I can't do feet, man. I can't what? Do feet toes. Nah,
come on, man. You wouldn't lick whipped cream off your wife's toes?
Not a chance. Nobody's toes.
I mean, Courtney got some boomerang toes or what?
It's not just Courtney's. It's a nice reference. No, it's not just not just Courtney's. It's any toes, ma'am. Do you like your toes being licked? Do you like your toes being licked, ma'am? Do you like your toes being licked?
Do I like this music?
You do? I don't. I can't do toes.
I mean,
I can't
why
do,
would you not?
I can't. No, I can't lick toes.
He's not even his wife's. He's talking about his wife.
No, I won't lick my wife's toes. That's nasty. She's not quite into licking toes, but she'll be good to get her toes licked.
I think he was trying to be somewhat polite.
I'm dead serious. I'm not in it.
I mean,
I don't care if you put nacho cheese on it, which I'm a big fan of nacho cheese, caramel. The look of it's fine. I just don't want to hold it or touch it or put it in my mouth.
I mean,
not a fan.
As disgusting of a human as you are, that's interesting.
Yes, I ate my boogers as a child, like most. I did, and I was five. I'm man enough to admit it. I did. I was 5'4". But no, I don't like toes. I don't.
Like you hate. Clearly, if your wife wanted you to lick whipped cream off her toes, and you wouldn't do it. Like, it's
out.
Beyond I don't like it. It's just you're disgusted with them.
Like, in the mouth. Like, the mouth, like, man, toes, you sweat on them, you walk on the ground on them.
Well, I mean, there's.
It's not even fresh out the shower.
With the exception of touching the floor, there's other parts that kind of go through some things when you walk and you run and you jog and you do different things. You use the restroom and things. You don't mind. You ain't never shied away from putting your face down there.
No, I'm not going to say there aren't some things that I'm not putting my face on.
You make exceptions, huh?
That it's different. The toes are just different from me. See the things like that. You know that if I'm trying to enjoy a movie or something I'm watching, that'll tear me right on out. And both are throwing their foot in the mouth. Oh, my God. That's nasty as hell. Nah, I'm out. I'm out on that.
Yeah, man. I mean, I'm not making movies with it. But if for whatever reason my old lady said, hey, man, hit this whipped cream off his toes. And there's a prize at the end of the tunnel.
Put it on your fingers.
I
lick it off your kneecaps.
Hey, I'd be down on them ankles in a hurry, boy.
Put it on your fingers. All right. I know me and Tyler have a side bet on blonde hair. That's what we'll do if either the Astros or the Royals, whoever gets swept, if your team gets swept, me and Tyler, the loser, has to dye their hair blonde. But we're still trying to figure out. We're about a little over an hour away, from making the decision on what the consequences will be. If our teams lose,
well, I mean, look, I'm gonna be honest with you, boys. If that is literally an option, we ain't gonna one up that.
What the blonde?
I mean, your hair blonde. That ain't no side bet.
That is a side bet. If the sweep occurs,
that's a side piece you're holding hands with in the mall. That's not like that. Ain't just a little side bet. I mean, that's one like hell. We got to talk. There's nothing we can do. I'm gonna tell you right now. If I'm involved, there's nothing we can do as a group that's going to top you two going Eminem, Joe Burrow. I'm just telling you, there ain't no way. There ain't nothing.
Is there a black version that you can call upon?
Q-Tip. What's his name? Cisco.
Was his blonde or just platinum?
Well, I mean, hell,
I know it was platinum. I can't remember if Cisco went blonde.
Look, I'll be honest with you. Gold, platinum, I mean, blonde, whatever. Y'all do it, whatever. Playboy platinum. If I were going to do it, I'd go all the way. Playboy platinum, man.
That would you go play?
I mean, we'd Anna Nicole Smith this thing, man. There ain't no doubt about it. We'd be.
I mean, you really own it.
It would be Anna platinum, son. But there just ain't nothing I can do to top that.
Yeah, that's a little sad. I did like your idea of the first three games. Whoever wins through the first three games, that's the team that loses. Or that's the one that loses, and that person has to.
Well, it eliminates the 2-2. You know, it eliminates the draw, and then obviously we can use game four for something.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's makes sense, but I mean, you two are the wild ones now. Y'all figured out. I'm not dying the hair blonde.
I'm just I don't think anybody's gonna get swept. So that feels like one that ain't gonna happen. But but we'll figure out something. We got a little over an hour away. To figure that thing out, man. Let him have a little whiskey. Let him have a little taste.
Nah, you should have. That, by the way, folks, y'all out there listening, that the guy that Ron just talked about licking toes with, her old man just walked in, and it was a great situation to ask him. We should have stopped him.
Oh, we should have. Was that him?
Hey, that had to be him.
by her response, he didn't have her toes deep down in his mouth.
Hey, she did ease back into it. She didn't turn her nose up.
He just spit on them things.
He done hocked to it on them toes, boy.
Yeah, girl.
What you got coming up at the
phone? Oh, hell, I don't even know, to be honest with you, Ron. That is absolutely tremendous, man. That is good. That is, God, too good to be true. We got some college football coming up this weekend, man. We got a couple of games. We kind of attacked it a little earlier with each game that we selected. We'll tell you our individual game of the week and break it down. And Tyler, you can't play that damn song again, Chief. You can't play that song again. That's my. I'm gonna let you do your jam job, I guess. I guess you can do whatever you want to, but I'd appreciate it if you didn't play that damn Aggie song again. We'll do that next right here on Sports Radio 610.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one. Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, oh, oh. O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.